This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt Thursday to meet with Arab leaders in an attempt to secure a ceasefire in the Gaza War. Blinken will meet with his counterparts from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Jordan, as well as officials from the United Arab Emirates and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. The top U.S. diplomat arrived in Saudi Arabia Wednesday, where he met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan. Blinken will then travel to Israel on Friday. Blinken's trip comes amid a bitter partisan split among U.S. lawmakers over Israel's conduct of the war. U.S. Republican senators say Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told them Wednesday that Israel will continue its efforts to defeat Hamas in the Gaza Strip, despite U.S. President Joe Biden's plea to call off plans for a ground assault of Rafah. Netanyahu spoke to Republicans via video link nearly a week after Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer harshly criticized the Israeli leader as an obstacle to peace and called for new elections in Israel. Netanyahu has long been aligned with the Republicans, who accused Schumer of seeking to overthrow the Israeli leader. Meanwhile, Palestinians mourn 28 people killed in Israeli airstrikes on urban refugee camps in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Associated Press footage shows the mourners praying over the bodies, which were wrapped in funeral shrouds before being taken away for burial. As fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive, despite President Joe Biden's misgivings. Earlier, Qatari officials said that they were cautiously optimistic after talks with Israeli's intelligence chief in Doha, aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire. I'm Charles De La Desma.
This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department said U.S. government chartered helicopter flights began carrying American citizens from the Haitian capital Port-au-Prince on Wednesday amid rising violence. A department spokesperson said a first flight transported more than 15 people to Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, which shares the island Hispaniola with Haiti. The spokesperson estimated that more than 30 U.S. citizens a day would be able to depart Haiti on multiple helicopter flights. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced last week he would resign, but a plan supported by Caribbean states and Washington to establish an interim presidential council has yet to be appointed. Heavily armed groups have taken over much of the capital, and human rights advocates have reported widespread killings, kidnappings, and sexual violence. The United Nations estimates that more than 360,000 people are internally displaced in Haiti. U.S. civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton and New York City Mayor Eric Adams are calling on the U.S. to help those in need during the Haitian crisis. VOA's Rick Petaleo tells us more.
Reverend Al Sharpton and New York City Mayor Eric Adams called on the country Wednesday to do more to address the humanitarian situation in Haiti. This is Reverend Sharpton.
We're calling on this country to do all that it can do and more to deal with the crisis in Haiti. We have calls into the White House and other aspects of the federal government to deal with the crisis in Haiti.
Armed gangs who have been increasing their power in recent years took advantage of the absence earlier this month of Prime Minister Ariel Henry to escalate violence. Around 7,000 people left the Port-au-Prince metropolitan area last week. That's according to UN estimates. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Indonesia Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto was announced the winner of the presidential election in the world's third largest democracy Wednesday. The Election Commission says Subianto won more than 58% of the vote in last month's election, well over the amount needed to avoid a runoff. Subianto was accused of human rights abuses while serving as a special forces commander during the brutal rule of autocratic ruler Suharto, which he has vigorously denied. He has reformed his image using TikTok and other social media platforms to portray himself as a cuddly grandfather figure. He chose the son of popular outgoing president Joko Widodo as his vice presidential running mate. Subianto takes office in October. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.